411. I'm back for another What's the 411 episode. How are y'all doing? Okay, y'all know what dawned on me the other day is that the year is almost over. Well, I was talking to someone and their granddaughter, her birthday was in April. Like, literally, I remember when she was talking about her granddaughter being born. I thought about it. I was like, wait a minute. She's about to be two. It's literally about to go and be April again. That is how fast this year is going by. Y'all, be happy. Have peace. Appreciate these times because life is literally flashing right before our eyes. And what I'm about, I'm all about peace and happiness. And I want peace and happiness for myself, okay? So anybody who's not bringing me peace, bringing me drama, bringing me headaches, I don't want you in my life. That goes for friends, family, dudes out there who want a piece of me. I can't do this drama. I need peace, happiness, okay? Y'all, protect your peace, all right? Y'all, speaking of peace, your girl Lizzo, Lord, she can't find no peace. Now, you all know that Cardi B, shout out to Cardi B's Libra season, you know, Libra gang. She had a dope Caribbean-themed birthday party. A few of the celebs popped out. Lizzo was one of the people that popped out. And Lizzo had on this particular dress over here. And a lot of people were critiquing the dress, okay? A lot of people was just a little shocked by, I guess, maybe Lizzo being a plus-size woman, pretty much just going outdoors, like, you know, with a sheer dress on, see-through dress on. You know what I'm saying? Letting everything show. Boobs, you know what I'm saying? Roll, tummy, fupa, everything show. So it took people by surprise. And people on social media was, of course, dragging Lizzo. Also, another side of the people that was kind of dragging Lizzo was a lot of more fashion critiques, honestly. I saw a lot of people, of course, being mean, you know, but I saw more people kind of not even liking the choice of dress that she had because it was a Caribbean theme party that Cardi B had. Everybody else seemed to have went with the theme, but Lizzo wanted to come as a mermaid, okay? Now, personally for me, if you cannot tell, I'm not skinny at all, okay? I'm a plus size girl. I got boobs, I got thighs, okay? Got it all right? Now, personally for me, from my standpoint, I did not like how she styled the dress, whoever her stylist is or whatever. I didn't like how she styled the dress. The dress is actually very pretty. I actually have a similar dress in my closet, okay? Now, I think when I wore that dress, did I wear that dress? I think I wore it with like a underneath. I wore like a bodysuit leotard under it and I paired it with heels. Now, you know what I'm saying? So that particular dress that Lizzo had, I thought the dress was very, very pretty. I just didn't like the way that it was styled. I would have styled it way differently. I probably would have styled it with a metallic bodysuit underneath with a dope metallic heel to match the underneath it. I would have styled it like that, either with that or with a two-piece metallic with the bra and the underneath. I would have styled it like that. At the end of the day, we are plus-size girls, okay? So, when I dress, I want to be comfortable, okay? I want to be comfortable. Knowing I've had a child, so my boobies are a little flame and I got a fupa, okay? So, when I dress as a plus-size girl, I'm going to still look sexy, but I want to look comfortable and I want to look well put together. So, different plus-size girls have different styles, but it's okay because, like I said, as women, skinnier girls have wore less than what Lizzo has wore, all right? So, my only issue with this whole situation with Lizzo, Lizzo got on Instagram. She did a live. She was throwing her in a circle, pretty much letting y'all know to kiss her ass. As a plus-size girl to another plus-size girl, Lizzo is very beautiful. Sick of y'all telling me that I look like Lizzo. Y'all getting on my nerves, but Lizzo is very beautiful. But I have such unique eyes. You know what I'm saying? I have such unique eyes. My lips do not have the particular dip in it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't see it, but a lot of you all see it. Lizzo is a very, very beautiful woman. My only thing is this, is like, is she really happy? That's my only concern now. From sister to plus size girl to plus size girl, is she truly happy? You know what I'm saying? Because she does certain things where she acts like it's good. I don't care about what y'all say. And then you have her moments like she did a few months back where she got on Instagram pretty much talking about how some of you all comments are getting to her. So sometimes I wonder, is she doing it because she truly wants to and because she's truly happy, or because she's seeking attention? And when you all don't react nicely and positive, like, yay, go Lizzo, and you guys kind of just go in on her and hurts her feelings, you know what I'm saying? So I'm wondering, is she truly happy as well? What I've noticed with a lot of plus size girls, and I don't really care who gets mad. What I've noticed with a lot of plus size girls, like, it's almost like a game. You know what I'm saying? So whenever another plus size girl wants to lose weight or better herself or become healthy, other plus size girls look at her as she's a sellout. They're like, oh, you losing weight? Oh, you getting healthy? Oh, you eating right? You a sellout. Oh, you don't love yourself. You know what I'm saying? But in order to love yourself, you have to do what's best for you. And I feel like Lizzo has built her entire brand based off being a big, happy, glamorous girl. They have literally based her entire brand off of that. So if Lizzo decides to get skinny tomorrow, what's going to happen to her fan base? Are you guys still going to elf with Lizzo? Because you guys didn't do that with Monique. See, people like Endell and Jasmine Sullivan, they never base their brand around them being heavier set women. That's why it's really almost kind of dangerous to pretty much shape your brand based off your body type, because you can literally be skinny tomorrow and you can gain weight tomorrow and become a plus size woman. Or you can be a plus size woman today and lose weight and become skinny. It is very, very, very dangerous to pretty much base your brand off of your body type. And they have literally based Lizzo's entire brand off her being a plus size girl. So let's say she's not happy and she wants to lose weight because she is vegan. But let's say she decides, you know what, I'm going to do it the quicker way. I want to go do surgery. You know what I'm saying? She wants to do it because it's going to make her happy, right? What? There's still going to be critics. There's still going to be critics. So Lizzo being plus size today, there's critics. If she decides, okay, I want to lose weight quicker and go get a weight loss surgery, there's still going to be critics because there are going to be people saying that she's a sellout because she got surgery to lose weight. You see what I'm going with this? So the moral of the story is that Lizzo needs to learn how to accept who she is and stop worrying about what other people say. People are going to talk trash, and they're not just talking trash about you, Lizzo. They're talking trash about Megan. They said that Megan was always wearing tight clothes. Megan was never, I'm talking about substance. Megan was always twerking. They talk trash about Cardi B. They talk trash about Nicki Minaj. They're now bashing Khloé. They once was, oh, I love Khloé. Now they're saying Khloé is doing too much. There is going to come criticism in this industry. In order to be able to handle it, you have to literally stop doing things and seeking attention from others, because this world is so big. Everybody's not going to like you. If you go throughout life thinking that everybody's going to like you, you're going to be slightly disappointed. Okay? You know how many people call me a bad bitch under these comments? You watch. You help push my channel forward. I'm not about to be arguing with you. I'm not about to go cry and sleep. I'm still a baddie. You know what I'm saying? So, Lizzo, you know what I'm saying? I think she's a beautiful person. My only concern is if she's really happy. Is she truly happy with herself? Because if she's not truly happy eternally, she has to handle that. If she's not happy with the way she looks, she needs to handle that. And as other plus size women out there, you need to worry about your own body and stop pretty much bullying other plus size girls who wants to lose weight, who wants to do what's best for them to become healthy. That is the reason why I don't click up with, you know, I don't click up with that, because I am getting rid of this fupa, okay? Doing it the old fashioned way, working out, all right? So y'all not about to label me. This is my life, okay? Don't nobody pay no bills up here, so I do it as I please. So if Lizzo's not happy and she wants to lose weight, get skinny, whatever. hopefully she has the courage to do so and not worry about what other people say. But me personally, I've seen this happen too many times before. When artists build their entire brand around their body shape and being plus size, and then they finally lose weight, y'all don't fuck with them no more. No, so that's just how I feel. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. Do you guys think that Lizzo is pretty much, you know, doing what she should be doing, you know, doing what the other girls are doing? There's no difference. And do you think it's something deeper? Let's talk about it in the comments. Next, Nicki Minaj faced backlash for taking up for Jesse Nelson over the Blackfish allegations. If you guys don't know who Jesse Nelson is, she is from the UK. She was part of a group called Little Mix. Little Mix has been together for years, okay? They literally, a few years back, right before, you know, Jesse left the group, really got their pop and got recognized here in the United States. So Jesse, I'm gonna tell y'all what the fans told me at first, because they done told me on the other few videos, you know, let me get me the 411. Jesse left Little Mix because she was dealing with a lot of things because of her mental health. It was a lot of bullying that she was experiencing. You guys know, if you don't know, the press in the UK are horrible. You can just go back to how they did Princess Diana, okay? They are horrible. So the press and the bullies and the trolls really, really got to this girl, and she was struggling in the group, okay? And she pretty much left the group because she had to get herself together, all right? Few weeks pop up ago, she announced that she's gonna be doing her own solo thing. So my was thinking, like, okay, wait a minute. Y'all told me that she was having some type of issues, and that's why she left the group. You know, I thought she left the group and she was gonna get back in the group or whatever. Cause I'm thinking like myself, okay, if you were dealing with bull and crap in that group, then, you know, you're gonna experience it too by yourself. But she's given that group 10 years of her life, you know? So I feel like you've been in the group for 10 years, you gave them everything. It's okay to go solo. Many other stars have done so. So she has Nicki Minaj on her debut single, Boys. And when I did a reaction to the music video, I said something to the effect of, what is her nationality? She looks exotic. That's what I said. A lot of the people in the comments, they were like, no, she's just white and British. She just tans a lot. This happened way before the backlash happened and Nicki Minaj didn't allow her. So pretty much Nicki Minaj is facing backlash for taking up for Jesse Nelson, who is pretty much a white woman. Pretty much kind of using examples to us as black women wearing blonde hair and contacts and stuff like that. So my only thing is this with Nicki, right? And I think if you are an OG Nicki fan, you will understand this. These newer Nicki Minaj fans, they're children, you know what I'm saying? Us OG Nicki Minaj fans who was actually in high school when we discovered Nicki, who are now grown, have kids of our own, paying bills and taxes, y'all kind of like, oh girl, like, whew, we've been going through this a lot. Like, it's always something. That's what it feels like as an OG Bob. It's like, oh my God, it's always something. This situation with Nicki, my issue was like, this is not your fight. This is not your battle. This is not your battle, okay? Jesse is a nice girl, very talented. She is a white woman who has experienced bullying. Like every other star. Every other star has experienced bullying, trolls, stuff like that, okay? People feel like she's too dark. That's her battle, too battle. That's not your battle, Nicki. And I think the thing when it came to Nicki, she was pretty much, you know, saying how it's not right that her previous group member was sending stuff to people trying to slander her name, how she's jealous. Nicki, this is not your fight. This is Jesse and her past group members' business. These girls been knowing each other for 10 years. This is not your battle to fight, Nicki. And my concern, if this was the other shoe turned around, would Jesse come to Nicki offense? If Nicki was being accused of like whitefishing, no, she would not. She don't care. So we got other things to worry about, Nicki. You got your own life to worry about. It's all kind of stuff going on out here with COVID. These people been on you. Let's focus on all the stuff you got going on. Jessie's a big girl. These are girls that she's worked with for over 10 years. Getting into their business, That's just messy and it's unnecessary, and you don't need that type of drama in your life. That was my issue. Yes, I thought Jessie looked very, very tan, but Jessie didn't come off as like, oh, she wanted to be black. She never said that she was a black girl. She just likes to tan a lot. It's a lot of girls over here that look, that's just as tan as her. But everybody knows those UK girls, they be tanned up. They don't play about that tanned up stuff. So I wasn't actually offended by her being so tan. Now, if she was that tan and she was going around telling everybody that she was light skinned, and then we pulled up a picture of her mama and her daddy, it just as white as snow, then I would have had an issue with it. Like, wait a minute, baby, you out here trying to portray yourself as a light-skinned black girl. That's what I would have had an issue with. And there are actual people out there who are doing that, who have done that. There are influencers who have done that. They have tanned their skin and they want people to think that they are like light-skinned black or something. There are a lot of people that did that. Nikki just needs to mind her own business. Mind your business, girl, because this is not your fight. We got enough stuff to work about, okay? We as OG balls, we are stressed out. Now, you told us to trust you, because everybody knows OG ball. You told us to trust you. All right, cool. But as an OG ball, I have no problem telling Nikki, chill the hell out. Just chill the hell out. Focus on you. Jessie will be fine, okay? Period. Now, y'all know Kyrie Irving, who's an NBA player, of course. Amazing, I don't know. Y'all know he's been criticized. Everybody's been talking about him. They even had the nerve to compare him to Magic Johnson having HIV just because this man did not want to get vaccinated. He's not playing in the NBA. And Kyrie Irving pretty much is saying, like, you know, look at man, like, they're calling him dumb. They're calling him unintelligent. He pretty much had to address them.
You know, nobody's going to hijack my voice. Nobody's going to take the power away from me that I have for speaking on these things, you know, and that I'm retiring. Don't believe that, you know, I'm going to give up this game for a vaccine mandate or staying unvaccinated. Don't believe any of that shit, man. Like really be aware.
Yo, I think it's so, I'm speaking for somebody who's vaccinated. Yes, I am vaccinated. I've got the first one and the second of Pfizer. I'm not getting that booster because, look, if y'all couldn't get it right the first time, nope, third time is not going to be my charm. No, thank you. No, thank you. But I do boost up on my vitamin C, zinc. You know what I'm saying? I take hella vitamins to boost my immune system, even being vaccinated. But if people don't want to get vaccinated, they don't want to get vaccinated. We don't live in a world where they're trying to force you to get vaccinated. Some families don't even take medicine. Some families don't even believe in that type of stuff. And you are forcing your beliefs on these people. Why not encourage people and educate people on ways to beat virus and boost their immune system the natural way? There are all types of vitamins and herbs. I've been taking them, okay? I make a wellness shot once a month. If you guys know what a wellness shot is, Google it, child. If you want to know, let me know in the comments. I can give you the link to the lady YouTube who has a recipe that I made it from her. I take a wellness shot and I make it myself. I go to the farmer's market, get all the fruits and herbs and everything that I need. I make it here and me and my daughter take a shot of it. Literally, that helps boost our immune system along with taking our vitamins. So give people who don't feel comfortable taking the vaccine options on what they can do to keep themselves safe. Because at this point, you're trying to bully this man into getting the vaccine when he doesn't want to, and he has every right to, okay? Everybody has a right to. If you don't feel comfortable doing something, don't do something. But calling this man unintelligent, calling this man, comparing him to Magic Johnson who had AIDS, what kind of crap is that? And these are his peers. These are people who've been in the NBA now, sitting on a panel on a TV show talking about this man worldwide. And I think it's very attractive, and I think it's very dope that Kyrie is not giving in, and he's saying, you know what, I'm not. A lot of you all think that he's going to give in, and we're going to see. I don't know. I think that this is, you know, one thing he did say, he said something about it's just basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just basketball. And I think that's really dope. He's pretty much saying, like, it's basketball. You know, it's just basketball. It's not his life. You know what I'm saying? It's part of his life. It's not his life. And I thought that was really, 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 really dope to hear him say that, because he's right. It's just basketball. You know what I'm saying? You know what? I think there's some new neighbors in my neighborhood, and they really been getting on my nerves with this. Because let me tell you something. Side note, 2-something in the morning, just it almost sounded like they were doing it on purpose. Okay? And it woke me about my sleep. And I've been pissed off about it. So to hear them doing it while interrupting us as we're having a conversation, I'm very pissed off. I hope they're doing it. I need to see who this is. Okay, I need to see who this is. They didn't let anybody move into this neighborhood, but I'm sorry. I had to vent because that's if you heard that, you see how loud that is. Because my door is like all the way over there. Anyways, but I think it's really dope that he's pretty much standing up and saying, you know, I'm not going to get vaccinated, and he's fine with it. But let's see if he actually gives in. Because a lot of you all believe that, but we will see. And if he does, I will get back on here and update y'all. Next, y'all. So, Chloe Bailey did a, what she did? What was it? An interview? No, she did a performance. I think she did both. But she was on Jimmy Fallon's show, and she did a performance. Amazing. She pretty much kind of did like an acapella version to Have Mercy. And I thought it was amazing. And though, y'all know me, I love me some Chloe Bailey. I'm a fan of her. And she seems like somebody I can be real cool with. And a lot of you all say that Chloe's doing too much. And when y'all say things like that, people do. When y'all say things like, oh, they're doing too much, I don't know what that means. Because people say that I do too much. I don't know what that means. Like, when you say a person is doing too much, what does that mean? Like, why not go the extra mile when you are a performer? Like, because the artist is like Bia, shout out to Bia. Bia's dope, you know, Bia. When people like Bia do performances, y'all say she's not doing enough. Y'all critique this girl BET hip hop performances, say she's dry, she's not moving, she's not doing anything. Then when somebody's like Chloe Bailey is giving so much in a fabulous poofy gown, y'all say she's doing too much. Let me just say this. Stop reflecting your insecurities on other people just because you can't do it, just because you don't have the courage to do it. Stop putting your insecurity on other people. Because sometimes some of the criticism that y'all say about people don't make any sense. Y'all say artists are not even doing enough. They're not moving a lot. These artists these days are whack. Then you have somebody like Chloe Bailey who can sing, who can write, who can produce, who can dance, and she's doing too much. Just say you a hater and keep it moving. Just say that you're a hater and keep it moving. Because it makes no sense. Some of the criticism. This girl is a true, true artist. And she's enjoying performing. She's enjoying performing. And that is like inspirational. Like to see somebody in their field and loving it and having like a great moment. Like when she performed at the VMAs, when she got off stage, she burst out in tears because of the adrenaline and feeling so proud of herself. Like, how can you hate on that? How can you hate on somebody like that? And how can you even hate on somebody who's performing? You know what I'm saying? Maybe introverted, maybe shy, maybe, you know, scared. And, you know, but they love music and they're talented. They make great music. But, you know, when it comes to their presence on stage, they're nervous and they might not be just... People have different personalities, right? Why can't y'all just enjoy the music and just hush? Everybody has different personalities. Everybody is different. Everybody's not going to bust out a two-step, okay? Everybody can't be Beyonce. Everybody can't be Michael Jackson. Everybody can just be them, all right? If you're not a fan of them, that's fine. Keep it moving. Just keep it moving. But to constantly say somebody is doing too much of something, you can never do too much, okay? If you ain't doing enough, then just say that. If you can't do it, just say that. Like, people say I do too much. And like, come on, like, next, Jeannie Mai. Y'all know Jeannie Mai from The Real, the Asian girl. She is married and pregnant by Jeezy, Snowman Jeezy. So I said that Jeezy, okay? She is married and expecting her first child with Jeezy. Now, if you used to watch The Real and you are an OG Real fan, I was watching The Real since the premiere. I stopped watching it a little bit after Tamar left. I actually started watching The Real because of Tamar and because of Tamara. And when Tamar left and the way she left, it kind of rubbed me wrong, but I tried to stick through and keep watching it for Tamara. And I just kind of fell from the race line. But every now and then I catch myself watching, you know, a few episodes, but I don't run to it like I used to. It just didn't feel the same for me. But Jeannie on that show multiple times said how she did not want to be a mom. You know, she talked about how uncomfortable it is, how people ask her why she doesn't want to be a mom. You know, she's mentioned this so many times through the early episodes and more recent episodes. So when she got with Jeezy and announced that she was pregnant, her ex-husband Freddie slammed her, and many of you all slammed her as well. Jeezy has always thrown hints that she, did I say Jeezy? Jeannie Jeezy? Oh my God, Jeannie Jeezy. Y'all, can y'all please name y'all baby with a J? Please, like, sign up. How can y'all have a baby and be named Jeannie and Jeezy and not name that baby nothing but a J? If y'all name that baby anything else, I'm signing a petition, period. But Jeannie has always expressed like liking black men. Y'all know I've said this multiple times. I don't care about black men dating outside their race because I do. Told y'all this many times, honey. The world is big, honey. The world is big. And ain't that many men out here, honey. So I ain't got time to be picky on men's race and nationality, honey. As long as you treat me right, got some coins, ching ching. You know, treats me like a queen, is good with kids because I am a mom, okay? And supports me and makes me happy, honey, I'll take it. But let me add to that, make sure you be tall too because I'm a tall girl. So things like that, I think that's not my race, whatever. So I didn't really care about that situation, but I was a little side-eyed like, wait a minute now. You said that your ex-husband really wanted a child and that was supposed to be like kind of the reason why y'all, you know, separated, and you talk all this much about not wanting a baby, and you all of a sudden get with this black man and you want a baby. That's how I was thinking. That was my mindset for a very long time. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, girl, let me find out you want you a blazing baby. I'm telling y'all now, that's how I felt until I saw her YouTube video where she explained changing her mind on being a mom. And that thing hit my eye.
I just began to fall into a love with Jeezy that I had never experienced before. And this love opened up visions and dreams of things I wanted to do with him that I never pictured doing. Building a future, building a family, building the type of childhood and the type of freedom and love that we didn't always have as kids in someone new.
And I actually feel bad for judging her because she talked about, if you don't know, I think Jeannie has said on the show a few times as well that she was molested by a family member and she didn't want to have kids because she was fearful of something like that happening to her child and not being able to protect her child and feeling like she may let her child down. As a mom myself, that really related to me. I'm pretty sure that related to a lot of you other parents out there where having a child is a whole different responsibility because it's not just you taking care of you, making sure that you're fed, making sure that you have a roof over your head, making sure that you're safe. You have another human being that you have to look after too. So when you experience certain things in your childhood, it's like, it's scary knowing like, oh my gosh, I could possibly have a child and they feel what I felt as a child. But anybody who is pregnant or, you know, scared to have a child because you don't want your child to go through what you went through in your childhood, the best advice I can give you, because I feared that too. And that's kind of why I think the type of parent I am now, I'm very involved in my child's schooling and, you know, going to parent-teacher conferences. You know, I put more effort into actually parenting her instead of buying her stuff, you know, just to say, oh, that's my way of taking care of her because I bought her something, you know. That's kind of similar to my childhood. So any advice that I can give to anybody that has that fear is go into it with the mindset of, I'm going to raise my child how I wish I was raised as a child. Go into parenting with that mindset. If you go into parenting with that mindset, I promise you, you won't fail. Being a parent is not easy, okay? I remember my baby flicked out the high chair, okay? Told her to sit down, she ain't sit down. Told her to sit down again. She was watching Dora, Yo Gabba Gabba, getting up, dancing, just jumping and jumping. And blew, cried for a little bit. And then she did, got back on her feet and started dancing. So kids are gonna have a little boo-boo. But don't think that there's no such thing as a perfect parent. So I think that Jeannie pretty much expressing that, it really made me look at her in a different way, and I related to her in a different way, and I actually felt kind of bad for prejudging her wanting to have a child. And my bad. And also, you know, she talked about feeling safe with Jeezy. When you're in a relationship with somebody, you want to feel safe. As women, we want to feel safe with the man that we're with. And when I say safe, emotionally safe, financially safe, physically safe, okay? We want to feel safe. And many of you are out there with men that you don't feel safe with. You don't feel protected. A lot of you women out there are with men, but you feel like you're the man in a relationship because you don't feel like he protects you and makes you feel like nobody's going to hurt you. And she talked about feeling safe with Jeezy. And I think because she feels safe with this man, she feels safe bringing a child in the world with him, if that makes sense. And honestly, she just ain't wanna have a baby with Freddie. Freddie, she ain't wanna have no baby with you. Let it go. You got a baby. He got a baby. He done got the side, her ex-husband done got the side chick pregnant. They together. So, like, why are you worried about what she got going on in her uterus? Like, mind your business, hater. So, so I actually changed my whole perspective of Jeannie, and I feel bad. You know, I look at, I don't have no problem with saying I was wrong, but I definitely had that prejudgment for a long time. So I think her putting that YouTube video out, you guys can go to her YouTube channel after you like this comment, after you subscribe over here, you can go on her YouTube page and check it out and hear her explanation for herself. So that is the end of What's the 411. I hope you all enjoyed the show. Hope you like the show. I know I'm extra, I'm on my Chloe Bailey, but I love doing what I'm doing. I have a great time doing this show, and I wanna make sure I give people the experience like they're actually with me sitting right here and we're talking. That's what I always want to give people, the feeling when they watch my show. So hope you guys enjoyed. I'll see you guys next week for the What's the 411, but there are other segments on here. What's the Reaction? Wacky Wednesday, a new episode. Narcissist Tales, talking about how to identify narcissists and dealing with narcissists. So many other segments, so make sure you guys check those out. All right, and I'll see you guys on the next episode. I'm out.
Hey, y'all. Just want to say thank you so much for watching the show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to like, comment, share, and of course, hit that subscription button. I am grateful for every view, whether you like me or you don't. And don't forget, I got a podcast too. There are exclusive episodes on that podcast, so don't forget to go check that out as well. They're on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Pandora. Baby, I'm everywhere, okay? And follow me on social media. I'm Kayla Got the 411 on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, Tumblr. Baby, like I said, I'm everywhere. Thank you again for watching the show, and I'll see you on the next episode of Kayla Got the 411.